Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at April 24, 2024. In today's Vatnik Suprebru, ILL introduce a Canadian propagandist and social media personality, Aaron Mate, at Arrangemate. He is best known for whitewashing Al-Assad's and Russia's war crimes in Syria and for denying Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential elections. Mate's biography reads an awful lot like his collaborator at Max Blumenthal's. Another failson of a well-to-do and famous father, in this case, of best-selling Canadian pop psychologist Gabor Mate, Aaron similarly fought a losing struggle to make a career in liberal journalism. Mate's personal life is also a bit weird. Records show he was married to a former NPR reporter named at Starley Kine, yet neither he nor Kine have ever publicly acknowledged their marriage on social media, even at the time it took place. Perhaps this is because it also coincided with Mate's move from Canada to NYC and his acquisition, thanks to Kine, of U.S. citizenship. Was it true love or a green card arrangement? Around 2010, Aaron landed a job for Democracy Now!, a far-left cable news site, which occasionally hosts experts on Syria, who tell the actual truth about that conflict, earning Mate's enmity that his former employer has sold out to the CIA and regime change industrial establishment. After this, he worked for a time at a website called The Real News, but was fired sometime around 2019. Little Birds told me that Aaron angered a board member of The Real News by doctoring a debate between Mary Ellsberg, the daughter of famed Pentagon Papers whistleblower Daniel Ellsberg, and one Max Blumenthal. The debate was on Nicaragua and Mate sneakily tried to make Blumenthal come across as less ignorant and unhinged than he was on tape. It was a match made in Vatnik heaven, and from then on, the two praised authoritarian regimes around the globe together through their fake news outlet at the Gray Zone News. Despite having no background in chemical weapons or even any real experiencing in reporting on the Middle East, Mate has become one of the most visible proponents of a conspiracy theory about Bashar al-Assad's use of chemical weapons against Syrian rebels and civilians. Namely, Mate doesn't think Assad used them. He has claimed that every major chemical weapons allegation against the Syrian GovT has been undermined by Western leaks and or other damning evidence. This fake narrative, which exonerates the Assad regime from some of its most notorious crimes, is also one prized by the Kremlin. Mate has even admitted that he was working with RT to dox Syrian eyewitnesses to one horrific chemical weapon attack in Douma, Damascus, in 2018. He even traveled to Syria, at the invitation of the Assad regime and under the supervision of the Syrian intelligence services, to further peddle his claim that the Douma attack was a hoax. However, in 2023, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons found that it was all too real. This report even engaged with the various alternative explanations advanced by Mate and others, debunking their validity with forensic precision. Mate has received funding for his propaganda from an organization that funds apologists for the Assad regime. Another big obsession of Mate's is that Russia's election interference in 2016, which he derisively labels Russiagate, never happened. He has claimed, for instance, that there is no evidence the GRU hacked the Democratic National Committee, when in fact there is plenty, starting with Mueller's indictment of a dozen GRU hackers for doing just that. Actually, the GRU's hack and leak operation against the Democrats was a central finding of the Mueller report, which also noted that Russia's goal was to help the Trump candidacy. Even with the overwhelming evidence of Russian interference, Mate claims that the Mueller report found no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia in 2016. But as the term has no legal basis in the U.S., collusion was dismissed by the very same Mueller report as a premise for federal investigation. For Aaron, the U.S. intelligence community is both a cynical and pathological liar and the definitive word on any subject, depending on how what it says confirms or disconfirms Mate's worldview. For example, the Republican-led subcommittee identified Konstantin Kilimnik, a former associate of convicted Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort, as a Russian intelligence agent. Mate's response was to call Kilimnik on the phone and ask him if he was a Russian spy. Kilimnik told Aaron he wasn't, and why would he lie? Case closed for Aaron Mate, whose standard of proof for other, real journalists is usually much higher than that. For example, he has called the respected investigative journalism group at Bellingcat a NATO state psyop. Mate, like Blumenthal, caters to an ill-informed audience who think that everything the U.S. government says is false and therefore everything its enemies say must be true. Uyghur Muslims interned in concentration camps in China and deemed victims of genocide? They're doing just fine, according to the Gray Zone Boys, who even come up with new lines of attack against Uyghur defenders, propaganda which the Chinese Communist Party later uses. As is tradition, propaganda boys defame the messenger and disregard the actual message. When it comes to Ukraine, Mate can t stop talking about Ukrainian neo-Nazis. His favorite topic seems to be the Odessa clashes, which were heavily influenced by pro-Kremlin agitators. More on the incident here. To be fair, Mate has never claimed expertise on Russia, Ukraine, or Syria, and it shows. For example, he has falsely claimed that Russia was not a signatory to the two Minsk agreements. His dishonest takes on Ukraine have been dissected thoroughly here. Dmitry Polyansky, the Russian SVR officer residing in NYC, loves Mate even more than he does Blumenthal. Dima refers to Mate as Dear Aaron, and he has even invited Aaron to speak at the UNSC. For some reason, Mate crops his SVR handler out of all the content they re-in. To conclude, Mate is a propagandist whose work is strongly supported by authoritarian regimes like the ones in Syria and Russia. As at Neil_Abrams put it, Aaron Mate isn't dumb, only dishonest, which makes him a valuable asset in spreading pro-Kremlin and pro-Assad BS. Find us also on other socials.